I did want to talk a little bit about some of these numbers we're seeing from the Farm Service Agency on Prevent Plant. I'm sure it's no shock to you. You and I have talked several times. We knew that North Dakota's Prevent Plant acres were going to be big this year. Then in that first initial estimate of 2020, we saw more than 2.57 million acres of PP here in the state. Could we see more as more agents file PP paperwork?
Yeah, absolutely, Kara. We are still lagging a little bit behind due to the COVID issue that we had to go to locked doors there for a while at the head of certifying. So certification should be wrapping up this week. We will have a register in a few counties. But as of the beginning of the week, we still were just a little over 90% certified statewide. So there's still going to be more acres coming in certified, and I would assume that and pretty confidently say the PP number is going to increase from what you reported earlier today.
By how much? Do we have a sense of what that could be?
Well, I think when all said and done, maybe a little speculation on behalf, but I think we're going to get really close to 3 million acres in North Dakota. And what's really weird about that is that that's not the whole state. I mean, it does encompass the whole state, but the heavy, heavy lift is everything East River of the Missouri is where the PP was this year. So, you know, to have that type of number on, say, two-thirds of the state or a strong half of the state, you know, you can tell the intensity of the Prevent Plant in the eastern half of North Dakota this year. We'll have to use a register in some counties due to just the workload that these FSA offices have experienced over the course of the summer. I mean, we throw CFAP program at them and make sure that those priority that is a priority in getting those dollars out. And so things have to get shelved. We still have WIP Plus in our shelf there that we have to pull down and work on when it does get a little bit slower. And the other thing we need is producers to come in with their yields from 2019. You know, those yields are very instrumental in ARC PLC's payment, which then is going to be, hopefully we'll have money going out the door in the October timeframe, October, November, on the ARC PLC sign-up for 2019. Now, we're lagging behind, but we need those yields. We encourage producers. It's something that, you know, can also get back shelved by a producer, but those yields are very instrumental in getting those ARC PLC payments out in a timely fashion. Tea leaves are saying that Congress is working on another COVID relief package, and, you know, probably, you know, there's times we get frustrated that they can't agree, but in FSA world right now, we're kind of thinking that, you know, just hold off on another program here until we can check the box and getting done on some of these others. So where there is no need of looking for work here at FSA, and we're trying our best to get these producers, you know, some funds that help them through these tough times right now. I mean, these are not fun times to be either in the cattle business or in the crop business, and hopefully we got better times coming. The good part is Mother Nature seems to be giving us some breaks. We got definitely still got moisture in the eastern side, and we got harvest weather, and you know, things are seeming a little more normal as far as Mother Nature this year.
So I can ask you a million questions on CFAP or even the next round of COVID aid. I know I've talked to Richard about some of the proposals in potentially the next round of COVID aid. I see there's more funding for Farm Service Agency staff. I think if that provision passes, I wonder, Richard seemed to think it was pretty good for Farm Service Agency. I wonder how much of that would come to North Dakota. It's probably a to be determined since it's not a final package yet. But I wondered if there was much buzz about that and if it would have much impact locally.
Well, I think, you know, if you visited earlier, we are hiring managers. We are bit by the retirement bug here across the state of North Dakota, and that's going to happen. But that's just the way the timetable works out on people's employment and when they retire. Staffing, we have been able to put on temps very relatively easy, and then we do have funding for that, and from what all indications are is the funding is going to be there for temps moving into the 2021 fiscal year starting, you know, October 1st. So I think USDA and the government in general has realized that to put all these programs in the laps of these county offices, that we need people to help implement them. And so right now, that's the biggest part is just, you know, moving that onboarding process in a faster fashion. I mean, that takes some time, background checks, onboarding with a computer. Those are all mechanics that, you know, the producer doesn't see, but things that we have to do behind the scenes. So the days of just walking into an office and getting hired by the manager and saying you can start tomorrow, That doesn't exist here, but we try to, you know, get that process streamlined a little bit better.
North Dakota started opening up some of their county offices for in-person appointments. How's that coming along? I think the last time you and I talked, it was a little slow, but I wondered if it's picked up a bit.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been a big advocate of having appointments, and that works good for the producer. I value their time, and then I also value the time of our FSA employee, that when they know the appointment and the producer's coming, they can prep for that producer and get that thing ready. Through this phases that we're going through, most of the states in phase two, we have a few counties that haven't had no cases of COVID. So we're going to move to phase three there. That still is an appointment only. It just opens up the break rooms and some internal things and gets us one step closer to being open for normal business. But appointments is if you're doing them before, it's nothing really new. But if your county wasn't doing them, it's something that we've had to kind of change that culture to make it good for the employee and good for the producer. But so far, I think for the most part, I think people respect that and understand they got to call ahead. I mean, we're not the only business that you need to call ahead for an appointment nowadays.
And Brad, you mentioned earlier CFAP. We saw that USDA was going to extend that sign-up deadline. So I guess maybe we'll see more applicants. I think that's the hope, right, with this extension. And how is North Dakota doing in the CFAP application process as well? And what does this extension mean for FSA?
Well, we're a little over 60% of what we think is eligible producers in North Dakota that could sign up for CFAP. Now, we don't know when producers, you know, their sell date was, so that those dates do confuse a lot of people. We want producers to check that out. I think sometimes we've got into an alphabet soup overload where we have too many acronyms, too many programs, and producers might think they've signed up for CFAP, and, you know, basically they went in and signed up for ARC PLC, and I'm throwing out a lot of acronyms right there, but we just don't understand why a producer wouldn't take advantage of this program or at least fill out an application to see if there's some funds coming. Now, they have had a tough time not only in North Dakota but nationwide, so starting Monday, we will be initiating another 20% payment, or you were initially paid only 80% of the entitlement or that you were going to get through a CFAP program. That other 20% now will be coming starting Monday, and that they've also brought in another 58 crops, you know, and they can start signing that up on Monday. And then the deadline for CFAP now is September 11th. So things have got pushed back a little bit. USDA is trying to use up to $16 billion that's been allocated under the CARES Act funding, and we're trying to find some mechanics in order to get that money out to the producers. And the goal of it was to stimulate the economy. So it isn't just, you know, getting money in the producer's savings account. It's to get the money in the producer's hands so that they can go about their normal business and stimulate the economy to keep that going. You know, CFAP, and here we go. This is where we need to keep our acronyms and lanes a little bit clearer. You know, CFAP is a CARES Act stimulus, you know, part of the $2.2 trillion that Congress passed back in April or whatever. And so that really didn't have a whole lot to do with harvest other than with the late corn, producers weren't sure of their production. So maybe you're right that some of that was there. And then the other thing that when we switched gears out of CFAP, we needed that production done for our WIP applications too then, you know. So, harvest needed, the lag of that kind of put us all in a little bit of a, unnormal step, so to speak. So on having, you know, that delay of harvest also delays a lot of other things. So now we have some time here, producers, before we get into a fall harvest, and let's get these programs signed up and make use of all the things that we have. And the other thing I want to mention too, Kara, is that WIP Plus is a program, you know, to kind of be a top-up on your RMA insurance. And some producers have assumed that they have signed up for WIP Plus because it's an RMA product that they signed up for a year ago. You have to go into make an appointment to your local county office to sign up for WIP Plus. That's an action the producer has to initiate in order to get WIP Plus dollars out of the FSA.
And some of the extensions of these other program deadlines, could we see some of the payment delays continue for those WIP Plus programs because we're seeing an extension of other deadlines too?
Well, you know, WIP Plus, a lot of it stems on the workload that we have with FSA. It is a very mechanically clumsy program. It takes a lot of data loading on our behalf at the PT level. And most of the WIP Plus delays is just because other programs have taken priority versus the WIP Plus because there is no deadline on that yet, and it's just gotten shelved. And, you know, I feel bad for producers that are waiting on funds on it. I always tell producers, get an estimate of what your dollars that you have coming in. Visit with your local banker or who you do your financing with and say, this money is coming. It's just that, you know, FSA is overloaded right now, and we're just a little bit slow on that. So that money's coming. It's at a 50% level. I know we'd like to, you know, kind of wrap up and get most of our applications done, and then we can find out if there's some more funds there available under the current funding system.
Have you heard any more about the quality loss adjustment piece at all?
You know, once in a while they bring it up. The thing that I want to assure people at is the quality adjustment is going to be a separate program away from WIP Plus. It'll be, you know, part of that WIP Plus funding mechanism, but as far as the mechanics, we're going to have a whole different, probably another sign up for the quality adjustment factor, because that'll be affected in different parts of the state. I know out west they had scab wheat and, you know, poor falling numbers, you know, so the wheat producers will be affected here. And of course, on the eastern side, you know, we had a ton of corn that was not test weight quality that, you know, would take a big beating on that.
Good grief. How many signups do you have going on right now?
And throw a little CRP in there. And I mean, it's just, you know, in care of this seasoned, I'm just a short timer here, you know, temporary person, and we have some seasoned employees that can honestly say in their 25, 30-year career at FSA, they have never seen this big a demand on FSA employees. Even, and they're talking about back in the, you know, the pick day, you know, we just had pick and roll, and I mean, that was the program at hand, but we have so many different touches, different things that it just gets to be, you can't be specialized in one program. You have to have a lot of hats on right now.